Supporting our military veterans as they come home and transition back to civilian life. We hear a lot of talk about that, both on the state and national level. Here in Michigan, the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency helps vets in a variety of ways, from employment to benefits and resources to transition assistance. And that help is there for a lifetime. Take the Oakland County Navy vet. He recently asked for help to get his high school diploma. Frank Quinlan is 94 and a veteran of World War II. Very good to have you with us on the program, Frank.
Okay, thanks.
Frank, why did you pick up the phone and ask the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency to help you get your high school diploma?
Well, I thought it was about time after 70 years that I should get my high school diploma, because one of my sons, Sean Quinlan, is a doctor of solid-state physics, and I wanted to show him that his father was quite well-educated, too. So that's why I went after my high school diploma. And I seen an ad also in the American Legion magazine.
Well, Frank, what happened back in the day when you should have gotten your diploma?
Well, the war was just starting, and they were running short of merchant seamen. So I signed up with the Merchant Marine and just didn't finish my high school diploma. And then I went from being a merchant seaman into the Navy. And then when the war ended, I was already married and had a family and didn't quite have time to go back and finish my education. So 70 years later, I thought, well, I better see if I can get my high school diploma and see if I had enough smarts to do it.
And what did they do? What did the Veterans Affairs Agency do to help you get that diploma, Frank?
They were able to send me a form which I filled out and sent back to them. They then forward the form to the Dearborn school system. Then I heard from them, and they chased down my records of 70 years and realized that evidently I was entitled to a high school diploma, and the principal of Fortune High said that in a few weeks I would receive my diploma, which I did.
What did that feel like when you got that and you could look at it and go, 70 years, better late than never?
On the date they had marked 1939, so I then felt like I was 18 years old again.
Tell us a little, Frank, about your time in World War II. What did you do? Where did you serve?
Well, mainly I was on the Pacific Coast. I was in Naval Air. I was a ground crew for the patrol bombers we had on the base. We had PBY-1s and PBY-2s. This would be four-engine bombers, and my job was to keep them rolling. And we were at a secret bomber base just in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and they would fly out over the Pacific looking for Jap subs. And that was mainly our job, was to keep the planes flying.
So the war ends, 1945 comes at last, and you come home to Michigan. What happened then? You had to support yourself. You said you were already married. You had a family to support. And what happened then?
Well, I had a Marine boiler operator's license from the Merchant Marine. So I went down to the city of Detroit and wrote for an exam for a high-pressure boiler operator stationary. So I got that job. I immediately applied and got a job at Detroit Gear and Axle, operating, working in the powerhouse, operating high-pressure boilers for Chevrolet.
And then?
Oh, and then I decided I didn't like that job. So I then quit that, and I always thought, well, I'd like to be a fireman. So I joined the Ferndale Fire Department, and I ended up being a sergeant. After that, I became a builder. After that, I had a concrete business, and I had a party store, and then I opened Quinlan's Irish Gifts and had to travel to Ireland a lot to supply the products for my Irish store. You name it, I've done it.
You have worn a lot of hats in your lifetime, haven't you?
Oh, yes, probably about 20.
So here you are. You are 94. You and your wife are seeing your kids apply for Social Security. Four kids, 12 grandkids, and 12 great-grandkids. What's next for you?
What's next? I haven't quite planned yet. I'm possibly thinking maybe I'll go back to college and see if get a degree in history and teach history. If they'll accept me in college, I will then try to get a degree. That'll hold me until I'm probably about 100, and then I'll think it over then.
Frank, what does it mean to you to be a Navy veteran?
Oh, it means great. I'm a very active member in AMVETS. In fact, we had a meeting last night, and I'm one of the oldest veterans at AMVET. And whenever I come in, they all holler out, "There comes Navy Frank." So it's very important. I go to school sometimes and teach young children about the Navy and the service and the importance of protection of our country as it is now, and I hope it will be in the future.
You know, over these past years, Frank, we've all seen soldiers, Marines, and sailors coming home from these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and some of them after many, many tours of duty. What do you think you could tell them about what it takes to make that transition back to civilian life?
Mainly, you have to decide that you're now going on a new career, and that phase of your life that you served for the United States is over, and you have to now concentrate on your civilian life and let that service time go into the background, because you have something new to do for your family. Reconcentrate on the next phase of your life.
And at the same time, knowing that a group like the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency is there, they helped you, and it has to be nice to just know that if you need a helping hand, it's a phone call away.
Oh, yes. If you do need help, emotionally, financially, or otherwise, we have many veterans groups, both locally and national, that you can call upon. And I'd say also to join some branch of former servicemen, such as Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Legion, or the AMVETS. I'm a member of the American Legion and the AMVETS, and they're always there to help you if you stumble.
Any Michigan vet can get assistance from the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. You just go to MichiganVeterans.com, or there is a 24-hour hotline, 1-800-MICH-VET. That's 1-800-MICH-VET. Frank
They're
Quinlan.
Very helpful, too.
Frank Quinlan, World War II Navy veteran. We want to thank you for your service, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us today on Stateside.
Thanks for your time, Cindy.